T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking to the Timberwolves president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas. Gerson, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Congrats on the job, by the way.
I appreciate it. I'm very excited to be here in Minnesota and excited about the work that lies before us.
Yeah, you took this job knowing there is some work in front of you. Let me ask you why you said, yep, I'd like to take over this job.
Well, the opportunity to do something that has never been done here in this organization, in this state, is very special to me, that we can build an organization over time to be contending, to have a sustainable model that can lead to a championship success. You know, that you want the opportunity to do that, and you want it with good ownership, you want it with talent on your team and good people in your building, and fortunately, the Timberwolves had all of that to offer.
Well, the story is out, as you're well aware, about introducing your new head coach today. Tell us what your decision process was in naming Ryan Saunders as the head coach.
So for us, it's a continual approach, and we talk about it. Part of our philosophy is, if you have the right people, if you have the right process, if you have the right structures, the score will take care of itself. Over time, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, we're going to have success, and we'll have success because we did the little things right. Specifically for Ryan, me coming in, I had to really evaluate the organization, especially our coaching program. And I felt like Ryan was a strong candidate, but at the same time, we really needed to be thorough and be diligent in the marketplace and see if there were other leaders that could help us achieve our mission at a higher level. And that process was about making sure that we were 100% focused on the right approach, on the right process, and getting the right leader in this program.
How many conversations did you end up having with other contestants for this job?
We had more than a handful of them, but to be respectful to them and to us, you know, we want to make sure that we handle the process with a lot of professionalism. But I would tell you this, there's a ton of interest in this job. I would say there were individuals that took NBA head coaching jobs that checked with us before they moved forward because they thought so much of this market, this organization, and the talent that's on this team.
Gerson, what happens now as far as assistant coaches?
Well, that's the beauty of this partnership. To me, the head coaching hire is not a one-person role. It's a coaching staff, and Ryan and I have talked thoroughly and deeply about putting the best staff together we can put together, because that's the group that's going to move us forward from a coaching perspective. So we've identified Ryan in terms of being the leader. Now we're going to identify great compliments to him to allow him to run this program. But at the same time, we want to drive our philosophy. We want to drive our style of play. We want to drive a new way of doing things on the floor. And that begins with that core staff.
What kind of opportunities do you have, you think, in the offseason once the NBA Finals finish to make some off-season moves for the Wolves?
I mean, that process has already begun. We're not waiting for the finals to be over. You can actually do trades now for teams that their season are over. We're diligently preparing for the draft. We're having conversations all over the league in terms of how we can improve our roster, how we can upgrade what we currently have, how we can upgrade our draft position or move our draft position to a position of value. We're currently preparing for a free agency that'll be right around the corner here in July. So that process is here. We're being very thorough, very aggressive to look for opportunities where we can move forward.
You were in Chicago watching some of these possible draftees. How would you rate this year's draft class?
I think it's a good draft. I would tell you every year it's not as much. I mean, you always wanted to be deep and rich, but the reality is you do your due diligence, you do your work, you're going to find talent for your roster. And whether you're picking one or you're picking 30, the reality is there's good players that get there. There's good transactions that you can move to acquire value. So for us, every opportunity is a good opportunity. You wanted to be selfishly deeper to get as much talent as you can. But the reality, it's our job to go find the right player. And that decision is a 3 or 4 year decision. So it's not as much what happens on draft night. It's who you pick, how you develop them, and how they take advantage of that opportunity.
Sure seems like the players like Ryan Saunders.
That's, you know, it's one of the key points for us, and not just the players here, but players around the league. I think the image of a young up-and-coming coach who's very vibrant, who's very open-minded. You know, our mantra here is going to be, we're going to be modern. We're going to be player-centric. We're going to be family-oriented, but we want to build towards a championship. And I really think Ryan embodies those things, and I really feel like the players believe that, and it resonates with them. And I think what you saw last year and what you're going to see this year is going to be a continuation of that as they play hard for them, work hard for them, and do their best to help us get to where we need to be.
Gerson, we're in the middle of baseball right now, the early stages of it. Twins are playing very well. Analytics has become such a vital part of Major League Baseball now. What about basketball, and are the Wolves up to speed, or do you have work to do there?
You know, I think there's a good base in place. There's a number of talented individuals here in this organization, which I'm very excited about. But we always want to make sure that we're doing the best that we can to create a competitive advantage for us. And that's an area that we want to grow and develop. The group here has a good foundation in place, but we're going to look at opportunities to grow that program to make sure that we're doing everything possible to add value to our front office. And you'll see some of our additions in the front office here in the future, where we'll continue to add to what we have here and continue to build strength into a program like that.
How about an assistant GM? Have you named one yet?
We're through the process. We're going through the process, but there's a good group here. We'll add a couple of additional pieces. Glenn's mandate to me has been to build a world-class organization, and we want to make sure we have strong leaders in every department in order to accomplish that mission.
And again, thank you for not calling security on our producer who bumped into you in the Skyway yesterday.
You guys are always working. I can appreciate that.
Hey, Gerson, again, welcome to town. We look forward to a fun season here with you on the radio home of the Timberwolves, WCCO, and have a great press conference today with Ryan.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.